As Sue Today told you yesterday, a newly released report says our city is one of the least happy communities in Canada, 97th out of 100 on the so-called happiness scale, ahead of only Windsor, North Bay and London, Ont. You can read the full story here. For the record, Sue Today didn't commission this analysis. It was put together by Point2 Homes, a real estate listing portal. Not surprisingly, our report on this report triggered some pretty strong opinions. Below are some of the letters we received from Sault Ste. Marie readers. As always, we welcome letters to the editor. You can reach us here, news@sauttoday.com. We feel blessed to live here. I place little significance on the many random studies that rate places based on various varied criteria. What matters to me is the visceral feeling that a certain place evokes in me. We chose to move to Sault Ste. Marie in 2010 based largely on the fact that this place is so appealing to us. It remains so. This community is set in one of most beautiful regions in the world. It is inhabited by kind, caring and, yes, happy people. We feel blessed to live here in the Sault. Cliff and Martine Curry. Sault Ste. Marie. This beautiful city. Are you sure you are happy to hear from the citizens of this beautiful city? I think not, especially if you like to hear truth and integrity. Or will you wait to put comments after a long list of new headlines to further your embarrassment? Robert Gregory Lindsay. Sault Ste. Marie. Enough already with the negative articles. Enough already with negative articles on SSM. How on earth can attitudes change if that's all you hear? People from out of town, formerly from SSM, are constantly sending this stuff to me. Let's try talking about some positive aspects of living in SSM. I do appreciate the article recently about the couple who moved here from Australia. More please. Brenda Barbeau. Sault Ste. Marie. We have many unique opportunities. A very huge portion of Saultites look over the fence and see the grass as being greener. The Sault is not located within 150 kilometers of Toronto or Ottawa, so we should not expect the same facilities and market valuations, as if we were close to such a large market area. The Sault has many unique opportunities. The Sault business community should come together, look forward and forge a common plan that would benefit the community as a whole, not just a few privileged parties. The old must be revamped so we don't have ghetto-type neighborhoods. We need a city beautification plan. Everything needed is here. So let's get to work. We can all benefit. Joseph Cochimiglio. Sault Ste. Marie. Outsiders know nothing about us. Well. How absurd that someone from the prairies can make such ludicrous claims about the Sault. She likely had to look up how to spell it. Bob Thorpe. Sault Ste. Marie. People are trying to cope, but it is so hard. No wonder people are unhappy. We don't have enough money to fix the roads, but we have money for a facelift for City Hall. Tourists don't like to come to a city where there are potholes the size of basketballs. They don't want to vacation where they have to spend extra money to fix wheels, axles and more. I think the budget is screwed up terribly. The rent for a one-bedroom is $900 plus utilities and first and last. There is unemployment and no benefits for jobs. Who can afford any apartment with no job? And geared to income is barely non-existent. Also too many killings and fires. Seriously, people are trying to cope but it is so hard. Jerry Boyer. Sault Ste. Marie. Sure, there are some grumpy people. I read this article with some amusement. Could it possibly be that because the price of property is less than in Toronto or Vancouver, that the realty operators do not make as much as they do in those cities, and thus are not so happy? And are a little biased? Are there grumpy people? Of course. High property taxes and other social and economical factors will make people grumpy. Also, getting snowed on in April is not conducive to putting one in a good frame of mind, unless you have a snowmobile or like to ski. But as for being grumpy in general, this has not been my view of the Sioux and area. Patrick Shepherd, Sioux Saint Marie. I daydream about returning to the Sioux. In my travels across the country, I lived in Sioux Saint Marie for 25 years. I was younger and the 10 to 12 hour drive to southern Ontario to visit relatives was not a problem. I made many friends and business acquaintances and enjoyed the pristine waters of Lake Superior and surrounding wilderness. I have daydreamed about returning to the Sioux. Reality stops me. David Haynes, Fergus, Aunt.